to the Megan in the Morning podcast. We're glad you're here. Please store your belongings in the seat pocket in front of you. And remember, you can catch Megan live weekdays on 107.7 The Beat. Enjoy the ride.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's October 20th, 10 days away from Halloween. And it was fantastic yesterday. I hung up the Halloween decorations I got from Amazon. I got orange lights that I decided to illuminate the door. And then those orange outdoor patio lights. So I replaced my LED lights with those. Make it look really spooky. And then I got three like hanging, very tacky white ghosts with very cheesy faces on them. They look like emojis. But they do have a string of LED lights in the middle of them so that when they're hanging, they're kind of glowing from the center. So, I mean, I love them. And when it was really windy yesterday, I was really hoping they would, they definitely held on. I was definitely impressed. And it's one of those situations where I really should go back and write reviews. Do you ever do that? I wish I did. I look at reviews and I follow them and I believe in them and they help me buy something or not buy something so frequently that I really should be writing reviews myself. So maybe later today I'll write the fact that I think the ghosts are great and they held on through the wind. I hope you're waking up feeling great. It is dark outside. It's kind of stormy looking. We'll see if this rain that we're getting in Bend right now is going to stick around. So we'll talk more about your forecast next and your daily news beat. Good morning.
Your newsbeat is brought to you by the Thomason Auto Group. Thomason Auto, the best way to buy in Bend, Redmond, and online at thomason.com.
Good morning, it's Megan. Oregon's unemployment rate dropped to 4.7% in September from 5% in August. A total of 102,000 Oregonians are unemployed, which is down from a high of 270,000 during the pandemic shutdown in April 2020. The total number of jobs declined by 200 after an increase of 8,900 jobs in August. Government had the most losses. Professional and business services had the most gains. The private sector added 3,600 jobs last month. Also in November, Crook County residents will vote on a $35 million bond measure to build a new courthouse and save the previous one. Completed in 1909, the Prineville landmark was constructed from local stones surrounding the city. Now, 112 years later, the sole courtroom can't keep up with modern needs. Crook County plans to build a new Justice Center on 2nd Street, convert the courthouses into offices, and provide historical tours, especially of the clock tower. If passed, the measure will go into effect in 2027. Taking a look at your forecast today, it looks like high is going to be in the mid to upper 50s. We are in Bend anyway, definitely getting some rain right now on the north end. It is pretty stormy outside, pretty windy. A lot of those beautiful yellow leaves are falling to the ground pretty quickly. And it looks like Prineville, you might be raining too right now, actually. And even Sisters, if you guys want to call me, if there's a weather reporter out there or a stand-in, you just give me a call. Let me know what the weather's like because it is looking stormy. Although it looks like it's supposed to clear up and like an hour. I'll believe it when I see it. Looks like tomorrow 70 degrees will be our high, so we're warming up, but we'll definitely have some partly cloudy skies before Friday, which begins this like several days of rain. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're expecting rain off and on, and our highs are going to be in the 50s. Currently in Bend, it is 43, 50 in Prineville, and 45 in Sisters. If you're looking to reduce your caffeine consumption from coffee, there's a company out there that's going to give you another option rather than just choosing decaf. But once I tell you all about it, I don't know how intrigued you're really going to be, or maybe you will be. You know, there's a lot of people out there drinking mushroom tea right now, and I was like, no, no way. And then I tried it, and it's actually fine. So in this case, this company might have a trick up their sleeve that will become quite popular in the next few months. Let's talk about it next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Now, if 7-Up is the un-cola, then Automo Coffee is the un-coffee. I know. This early in the morning and we're talking about something that doesn't contain caffeine. It's almost difficult to talk about. But you might be intrigued, especially if you're trying to reduce your caffeine consumption. This kind of drink could replace perhaps one of your cups. And then maybe you completely eliminate caffeine altogether. So this company, it's called Compound Foods. and it's out with a new ready-to-drink coffee beverage that contains no coffee at all. It's made from 98% upcycled ingredients, which come from plant waste. Nothing about that sounds intriguing, but hang on, hold on to this for a second. Things like extracts of date seed, chicory root, and chicory, and grape skin are processed, roasted, ground, and brewed. It supposedly tastes just like coffee, and it even contains caffeine. I mean, the marketing behind this is going to have to be pretty darn strong, because if I read something that was like, it comes from upcycled ingredients, which come from plant waste. Waste just isn't the world's best word. I understand that, you know, upcycled is great. It's very resourceful. And plant, love that word. But waste doesn't sound as appealing to drink. Now, apparently, harvesting coffee is a big environmental pollutant. This new type of coffee is essentially better for the environment. So I'm on board with that. But I do think they're going to have a very strong marketing team. Coming up this hour, actors who refuse to watch themselves on television. You're going to be shocked by this. These are some A-list actors that you would probably just assume, of course, they'd watch themselves. Why wouldn't they? These movies that they're in are amazing. They don't want to miss out on seeing these movies just because they're in it. But turns out, no, they refuse. Also, a new career opportunity for you if you're really into The Simpsons. That's right around 7:45. Your daily news beat's next, plus a check of that forecast. Here's Alesso, Marshmello, and James Bay on The Beat.
Your news beat is brought to you by the Thomason Auto Group. Thomason Auto, the best way to buy in Bend, Redmond, and online at Thomason.com.
Good morning, it's Megan. Effects of the statewide COVID-19 vaccine mandate are still rippling throughout Oregon. Yesterday, the Oregon State Police said that 10 troopers and a staff member have been placed on administrative leave for not complying with the vaccine mandate. Of the 1,200 OSP employees, 78% are fully vaccinated and 15% have approved religious or medical exemptions. Another 10 employees are working remotely, using vacation, or are on leave without pay. Two troopers and two staff members resigned, citing the vaccine mandate. Local prescribed burns continue, reintroducing fire into the Central Oregon Fire Adapted Ecosystem. Today, Bend Fort Rock Ranger District is burning 445 acres near Pine Mountain. Also, Sisters Ranger District will continue ignitions on 364 acres, just 6 miles south of Sisters. These burns protect wildlife habitat from future wildfires and retain vegetation. No road closures are anticipated, but some OHV trails will be closed. For more information, visit centraloregonfire.org. Taking a look at your forecast today, looks like high is going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Prineville, you're looking like 60 degrees today. We have like some off and on rain this morning, but apparently that's going to clear up to being a partly cloudy afternoon. I'll believe it when I see it. Looks pretty fally and pretty stormy outside. Overnight lows tonight going to be in the 40s. Tomorrow, 70 degrees. Friday, mid 50s. So we have a little random like warm swing tomorrow before we get some rain in our forecast for the next several days. Looks like tomorrow will be just mostly cloudy and then rain expected to start on Friday and hang out with us through the weekend. Currently in Bend, it is 43, 46 in Prineville, and 45 in Sisters. Now, just because you're in a popular show or movie doesn't make you want to watch it. Well, that's true for a list of actors who hate watching themselves on screen. You're going to be so surprised, especially because what a bummer for these actors and actresses who can't watch themselves on screen. They're totally missing a really great show or movie. So we'll talk more about this coming up next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. This is pretty amazing to me. Some of these actors and actresses just refuse to watch themselves on television, which means they're missing a really amazing show or movie, because some of these actors and actresses are huge. They're like A-list celebrities. Emma Stone, for example, she's only seen some of Easy A. She says, "I went to a friends and family screening to see it. I had to get up and walk out. Who wants to watch themselves for that long?" Adam Driver, he says that he's only seen the pilot of Girls. He says, I haven't watched the show. I saw the pilot and learned my lesson. I can't help but see the mistakes. I mean, Adam Driver was in Star Wars. So he missed all of those great movies. Also, Johnny Depp. He doesn't recall ever watching Edward Scissorhands, but he will watch Tim Burton's films that he isn't in. Again, all the movies that Johnny Depp's in, he's never seen. Like Captain Jack Sparrow? What? Constance Wu, she stopped watching anything after Crazy Rich Asians because she doesn't want to be self-critical or dwell on the past. It's just amazing to me. Nicole Kidman, by the way, too. She's never watched her movies except for Australia and Moulin Rouge, which she did for the director. Now, this blows my mind. All of these actors and actresses just don't want to watch themselves on television, which, to be honest, I can kind of understand. Now, I save the entire show, the morning show, and I cut it into a podcast. So while I'm doing that, I'm going back and listening to certain bits and kind of hearing how I sound or, you know, kind of critiquing myself, which I think there's something to say about that. That is very helpful to me. If I was on screen, however, like, you guys don't get to see how big my nose flare is when I get really excited or how much I flail my hands around because I'm definitely a hand talker. And so if I was on screen and making decisions on acting and moving just because of, you know, how the script is said, it's a little different than me just being in here talking like me. I'm not acting as anything different. So I could critique myself all day, but it's not to the extent where these actors and actresses, you know, would have the opportunity to critique themselves because they also have video. They also have acting. They have how they react to other people. It's literally just me and it's Eric on Thursdays. And you don't get to see anything because it's just my voice, which is really nice. I have a new career opportunity for you coming up next. If you are interested or love The Simpsons, that's a huge bonus. But the big qualification here is if you can predict the future. So let's talk more about it coming up next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. A new job opportunity for you. It's just temporary, however. This is an 8-week position. But if you're really into The Simpsons and you can predict the future, then this job is for you. Platin Casino, it's a company in the United Kingdom. It's looking to hire a Simpsons series analyst to watch the entire series and predict what global events could happen in 2022. The series has been credited with predicting the future over its 33 seasons, including the election of Donald Trump as president, Richard Branson's spaceflight, and the coronavirus pandemic. That's pretty darn impressive that they've predicted those big events. So this particular company wants you working for 8 weeks. So it is just temporary, but it'll pay you $6,800, $6,800. And that sounds pretty darn good. Plus you get the opportunity to put, you know, predicting for The Simpsons on your resume. But I did kind of crunch some numbers. This amount of money does come out to just over $9 per episode of the show, which doesn't sound like a lot. But again, let's go back to the bragging rights that you predicted for the next season of The Simpsons, because that would look good on a resume. You'd think you could get a job anywhere. You know, predicting the future in many ways can help a lot of businesses. Coming up this hour, Marvel and Disney announce a few movies that have been delayed. So don't get too excited. Those are going to be delayed. But also to be discussed this hour, Saudi Arabia has announced a new kind of vacation spot. And it's so unique that I don't know if I'm interested, but we're going to talk about it right around 8:45 and discuss with you if you'd like to go to this particular kind of hotel. Your daily news beat's next, plus a check of that forecast. Here's the brand new beat from Adele. Easy on me.
Your news beat is brought to you by the Thomason Auto Group. Thomason Auto, the best way to buy in Bend, Redmond, and online at Thomason.com.
Good morning, it's Megan. ODOT continues efforts to clear homeless camps along Highway 97 in Bend. As we first reported yesterday, the agency is clearing campsites before winter arrives. ODOT's Peter Murphy says the snowy conditions can be dangerous to both drivers and people living along the parkway. 10-day no camping notices were posted 2 weeks ago at the Colorado ramps. Once that ramp is cleared, Murphy says that crews will move on to Revere. Also, effects of the statewide COVID-19 vaccine mandate are still rippling throughout Oregon. Yesterday, the Oregon State Police said that 10 troopers and a staff member have been placed on administrative leave for not complying with the vaccine mandate. Of the 1,200 OSP employees, 78% are fully vaccinated and 15% have approved religious or medical exemptions. Another 10 employees are working remotely, using vacation, or on leave without pay. Two troopers and two staff members resigned, citing the vaccine mandate. Taking a look at the forecast today, looks like high is going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Prineville looks like you'll reach 60 degrees today. Looks like a partly cloudy skies this morning and still kind of a consistent rain off and on drizzle that's happening. Definitely feeling like fall. Tomorrow, however, even though it'll be mostly cloudy, it'll be 70 degrees. So quite warm, really. And then we'll dip down to mid 50s on Friday, back to being pretty cold, as well as a chance of rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Still plan to go to the pumpkin patch, however, because as you know, in Central Oregon, if it says it's going to rain, it doesn't rain all day. There's always a break. It's not like living over in Olympia, Washington, where I'm from, where it rains all day. But it is nice to see the rain. Currently in Bend, it is 43, 48 in Prineville, and 43 in Sisters. Today's weather is brought to you by Sun River Resort's new year-round Cove Aquatic Center. Stay and splash in Sun River for just $129. Central Oregon locals only. Availability is limited, so call Sun River today. Coming up next, I have some bummer news. It's not going to be too surprising, however. We're starting to get used to things being delayed or canceled or closed or you name it. Postponed, that's another one. But coming up next, I do have a list of Marvel and Disney movies that have been delayed. Things that you won't be seeing as soon as you'd hoped in theaters. Coming up next. From Billie Eilish, happier than ever. And a lot of people won't be particularly happier than ever when I tell them that some of these Disney and Marvel movies are being delayed. It's no real surprise, however. We've been dealing with delays and cancellations and postpones and you name it for the last couple of years now. So we're kind of used to it. But just to give you a heads up, and we can kind of look at this in a different way, you know, a lot of these are sequels. And so that means that you have even longer to catch up and make sure that you are, you know, set to watch the next sequel. You'll have plenty of time to watch all of the different movies that come before these. But the first one on the list is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which was supposed to come out next March, is now dropping May 6th. Thor, Love and Thunder was slated for May 6th. Now it's coming out July 8th. So those aren't you don't have to wait too long, March to May and May to July. That's not too bad. Black Panther, the Wakanda Forever is being moved from midsummer to November 11th. The Captain Marvel sequel, The Marvels, is being pushed back from November 22 to February 2023. And Ant-Man and the Wasp is moving to July of 2023. Now, this is the longest one you have to wait. But again, there's lots of movies before this one, so you have plenty of time to watch them. Indiana Jones 5 is being pushed back a full year from July 2022 to July 30th of 2023. So yes, sad, what a bummer. Really, you know, typically these great movies and big box office hits come out in the fall, you know, right around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then you get a whole new wave of them in the summer where it looks like the movie industry is still being hit pretty darn hard, and these movies are going to be great when we can see them. We'll just have to wait a little bit longer. But again, Indiana Jones, even though you got to wait a year to see the fifth version, you have Indiana Jones 1, 2, 3, and 4 to watch from now until then. You know, there are some really unique Airbnbs out there. I've had friends that tell me about these yurts on the coast or these tree houses in the woods over by Mount Hood. Awesome. Even a couple of months ago, I stayed in what we ended up calling the Cupcake House, but it literally looked like a mushroom growing out of the ground. And on the inside, the way that the spackle was on the wall looked like white frosting. So we called it the Cupcake House. It was very cool. I'm all interested and in to attempting and hearing and, you know, seeing some of these really cool Airbnbs and places to stay. But this might go a little too far for me. Saudi Arabia is building this resort, and I just don't know if I would be interested in it, because it sounds like it'd be pretty difficult to get to. That's the first reason. We'll talk more about it coming up next. Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow, Industry Baby. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Speaking of industry, let's chat about the oil industry. The fact that Saudi Arabia would like not only to be in the oil industry, but also to be in the tourist industry by building and creating this massive rig that people can stay in. Literally, this project is called The Rig, and it is an oil rig in the Persian Gulf that features 3 hotels, 800 rooms, 11 restaurants, a roller coaster, a water slide, a Ferris wheel, and more. It's only going to, you know, be 1.6 million square feet. It's going to be a resort, and they want people to come stay at it. It looks wild. It looks like something you would absolutely want to take a picture of. And I've posted this whole article to our Facebook page so you can take a look at it for yourself and see if this is a destination you'd like to go to. And you can get to the rig by ferry, yacht, cruise, or helicopter. So all of that might sound pretty cool in an alternate reality in which our planet wasn't in a climate crisis. It almost seems like a slap in the face. Go stay at the rig. And that might be the reason why they're doing it, to kind of make these oil rigs not have such a bad rap. But this one has a Ferris wheel. It's an eyesore for sure. And the fact that you have to get to it by ferry, yacht, cruise, or helicopter, it's complicated, probably going to be very expensive. But, you know, it's going to happen, I suppose. And if you're going to go, take pictures for me and let me know what you think. Today is International Chef's Day, and I sure have to thank every single person who really enjoys cooking or does it for a living, because I just don't care about it. I think it's fine. I had friends over last night for dinner and did the grocery shopping the day before, had a panic attack in the middle of aisle 7 over the chilies. I was wondering if I should be getting 2 cans of green chilies, because at that moment I realized, with 4 adults and a kid who is growing quickly, maybe this one crock pot meal isn't enough. Maybe I need to double that recipe. So I had a meltdown, ultimately deciding not to double it, sacrificing the fact that I might not eat because I didn't make enough food, because absolutely my guests need to be able to eat. Ultimately, good news, all was fine with the 1 can of chilies and 1 can of everything that went into that crock pot, because it was enough food. I even have leftovers today. I'm really glad I didn't double it. I'd be eating it for literally months. So I live on a street that is lined with maple trees, meaning it is so beautiful. The leaves went from this dark green to kind of a reddish orange to now they are bright yellow, and there's so many of them. But the fact is that all of those yellow leaves are starting to come down. Yesterday, it was like I had a sea of leaves in my front yard, and it was actually very satisfying to rake them. But the fact is I don't know what to do with them now that they're raked. I don't have a yard debris bin, so I'm really looking forward to the fire-free days at Not Landfill, where you can recycle your yard debris for half off. It starts Saturday, October 30th, and goes through Saturday, November 6th, and it's only $2 per cubic yard. So more details at firefree.org, and I'll definitely be seeing the Not Landfill Saturday, October 30th. I'll be there on the very first day with my truck load of yellow leaves. Coming up next on your Daily Dose of Laughter, we have comedian Justin McKinney, and he is joking about daycare expenses. Yeah, they're expensive. My sister in the Bay Area has my nephew Jack, who's 4, going to the Pixar daycare because that's where she works. You can imagine Pixar daycare being the most glamorous daycare. She says, yeah, it's neat and they have awesome cool stuff, and the fact that they're right next to her work is very convenient, but the cost is up there.
It's your Daily Dose of Laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
It is expensive to have a kid. Like, my friend asked me, he's like, you gonna start putting money away for his college? I'm like, college? I'm trying to put him through daycare right now. That's like college. You know how expensive daycare is? It costs me 15 grand a year to put him in daycare. That's not even to live on campus. He's got to come home every night. Is this some kind of infant loan program I can get to help pay for this? Can I put him in the military to help pay for it? He likes boats. I'll put him in the Navy. Be like a baby seal. He's got the boots.
That was your Daily Dose of Laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
Tomorrow morning on the show, looking forward to Eric joining me. It's Thursday morning after all, so that'll be really fun to catch up with him after the last week. It's been a very quick week, actually, but I know he's got lots of tricks up his sleeve for tomorrow morning on the show, so definitely tune in. I hope you have an enjoyable Wednesday afternoon. I'm going to figure out what to do with these leaves that I raked so that I can wait for the fire-free debris drop-off day at Not Landfill, which is October 30th, Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, so excited this year. I decorated the front porch, really hoping to invite the kids in the neighborhood. I'm so excited to see their costumes and actually be able to hand out candy this year. The last couple of years, I've either lived in an apartment where they just don't really do it, or I've lived in a neighborhood that doesn't seem to have a lot of kids, where I know the kids are out playing around because the two of them across the street came over and sold me pieces of their artwork the other day. They started out at $10. They let me find some quarters in the meantime because I didn't have 10 bucks on me. I don't really carry cash anyway. So I said, the artwork is so beautiful, guys. Can you hang on a second? I'm going to go find some money. So I went like digging through drawers to find $2 in quarters. Came back out and I said, I don't have $10 for your artwork, but I do have $2. And they were like, yeah, that'll work. So now I have, a picture of three jellyfish. It's in my office, and I should probably get it framed. It's $2, a unique piece of art from the kids across the street that hopefully will come back and do some trick-or-treating. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I can't wait to catch up with you more tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Megan in the Morning podcast. Catch the show live weekdays from 6 to 10 on 107.7 The Beat.